Word is Mr. Trump will try a little discipline with his language. He will deliver a foreign policy speech next Wednesday, and the Wall Street Journal reports he will use a teleprompter, and also someone will write the speech for him, or at least help him write that speech. He'll use a speechwriter. With me now, John Avlon, editor-in-chief of the Daily Beast and CNN political analyst. Good morning, John. So Trump's use of a teleprompter would not be unprecedented, but it would be a departure for Mr. Trump. Listen.
I don't have teleprompters, right? Right? I've always said, if you run for president, you shouldn't be allowed to use teleprompters. You shouldn't be allowed.
I don't read the speech. I don't do the teleprompter thing, which would be so easy. Wouldn't that be easy? I have two teleprompters. I watched Hillary the other day. She has the biggest teleprompters I've ever seen. In fact, if you're sitting on that side of the room or that side of the room, you can't even see her.
Okay, so... He is funny, you have to admit. But he's going to use a teleprompter to deliver these major policy speeches. So he's changed his mind clearly. Why?
Well, because you can't celebrity demagogue your way through a policy speech. I mean, you know, you just can't say whatever comes to your mind and delight the crowd if you're actually proposing policy to implement as president. So it's a change he's got to make. But our spray tan friend from Fifth Avenue, I think, realizes he's got to up his game and become more professional if he actually wants to get this nomination done and have a shot at being the next president.